Welcome to Nigeria Daily. I am Mardia Umar. Thank you so much for joining. In this life, we have been gifted the opportunity for redemption if we heed the signs. And that was a submission by a Muslim scholar that delivered a sermon once in a mosque that I attended for prayer. The blessed days of Zulhijjah is considered one of these rare opportunities, and the days are upon us, the 10 best days of the entire year for worship and good deeds for Muslims. But what do Muslims know about this day? Some of them speak to us.
Well, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, which is the last month in the Islamic calendar, are very special days in Islam. And every Muslim is expected to engage in a lot of reflection, seeking for Allah's forgiveness and mercy. And that's exactly what I do. And other than that, we also prepare for the big salah, which is Eid al-Akbar. You have to prepare for the salah clothes, and even prepare if you have the means to do layya, which is the slaughtering of the ram for the sake of Allah. So that's basically what I do for on the first day of first 10 days rather of Zulhijjah.
The importance and the virtues of the first 10 days of Zulhijjah is, what I know is, you have to as the person that is supposed to slaughter the ram, you're not supposed to cut your hair or your nails. You're not supposed to cut anything from your body. You're till the day of Zulhijjah. So as a person that you are asked to cut the ram, you are supposed to barb your hair and cut your nails before the 10 days of Zulhijjah. And you stick to your ibadah. You perform your prayer properly and give proper zakat. These are the things I know you are supposed to perform before the 10 days of Zulhijjah. Assalamu alaikum.
My name is Muhammad Bashir Salisu from Kano State. Well, as a Muslim, what I know about these 10 days of Zulhijjah is that these are the days that make one to be more righteous. It make a believer to truly return to Allah, the Creator. According to so many scholars in Islam, the days that are mentioned in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swear by them are these 10 days of, first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah.
During the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, I expected to pray and perform Hajj if it's possible.
Okay.
And I expected to
As a Muslim, what I know about my part of the 10 days of Zulhijjah, based on prophetic tradition, that is Hadith, is that they are the most important days in the entire Islamic calendar. And Muslims are enjoined to do good deeds, to multiply good deeds, so that their reward will be actually multiplied. And then, apart from that, personally, I intend, or I have already engaged in, you know, remembrance of Allah, that is zikr, and of course, doing good deeds that will fetch me more reward.
Those were the voices of some Muslims telling us what they really know about the month of Zulhijjah. Yes, a lot of them said that the 10 best days of worship and good deeds. But how and why are these days considered the best in the year? You'll find out when we return from this short break. Do stay.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust, on Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust, and on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust. You can listen to or download this and other episodes on Buzzsprout, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, TuneIn Radio, and Spotify. All you have to do is search for Nigeria Daily in the search box. You can also listen in on Badegi Radio 90.1 in Mina, Niger State, NAS FM 89.9, Yola, and on Unity FM 93.3, Jos, Plateau State. In this episode of Nigeria Daily, we're discussing the virtues of the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Before the break, we heard from some Muslims speaking on what they know about the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Why are the first 10 days of Zulhijjah so important? Professor Ahmed Bello Dogarawa gives us an answer.
The first 10 days of Zulhijjah presents a golden opportunity for every Muslim to increase the acts of Allah, gaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The virtue of the first 10 days of the Hijjah is based on many things, many reasons that we can actually deduce the virtue of the first 10 days of the Hijjah from. So the virtue is based on a number of things, statements from the Quran and then of a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that talk about the virtue of the first 10 days of the Hijjah. So I want to start one by saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears an oath by them. Because in the Quran, in Surah Al-Fajr, chapter 89, verse 1 to 2, Allah swears an oath with the first 10 days of the Hijjah. Allah says, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرِ, by the dawn, by the 10 nights. According to Ibn Kathir in his tafsir, Ibn Abbas, Ibn Zubayr, Mujahid, and a host of others said that this refers to the first 10 days of the Hijjah. That is the 10 nights that Allah mentioned in this chapter, Wal-Fajri, Wal-Layalin Ashri, the opening verses of Surah Al-Fajri. Then the 10 nights being referred to in this verse, the first 10 days of the Hijjah. So which means Allah swears an oath. And for Allah to swear an oath by something, it's an indicative of its importance, its benefits, and how, you know, high esteemed it is in the sight of Allah. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the first 10 days of the Hijjah as the non-appointed days. The Quran mentioned that these are non-appointed days of the year. Because in Surah Al-Hajj, chapter 22, verse 28, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ وَيَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ عَلَى مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ, that they may witness benefit for themselves. لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ وَيَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ, and mention the name of Allah, فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ, on non-appointed days. Alama razakahum min bahimatil an'ami, for what he has provided for them of sacrificial. This clearly shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described this first 10 days of the Hijjah as the non-appointed days. And Imam al-Bukhari narrated from Ibn Abbas that the non-appointed days, first 10 days of the Hijjah. These are actually virtues from the Quran. However, in the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we even find more expressed statement, you know, covering the subject matter of the virtue of the first 10 days of the Hijjah. For example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam testified that the first 10 days of the Hijjah are the best and most virtuous days of this world. Al-Bazar narrated from Jabir ibn Abdullah that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best days of this world are the first 10 days of the Hijjah. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that the first 10 days of the Hijjah are the greatest days in the sight of Allah, as narrated by Imam Ahmad, because the Prophet said in that hadith, there are no days greater in the sight of Allah, and which righteous deeds are more beloved to him than this 10 days, meaning the first 10 days of the Hijjah. Also, righteous deeds in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are more beloved, according to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, righteous deeds in this first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are the purest of deeds in the sight of Allah, and they receive the greatest reward. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a hadith that Darimi narrated, said there is no deed that is purer in the sight of Allah and which receives greatest reward than a good which one will perform in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And let's not forget that the first 10 of Dhul Hijjah includes the day of Arafah. And the day of Arafah is the day on which Allah grants freedom from the hellfire to his servants more than any other day of the world. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said there is no day on which Allah ransoms most from the fire than the day of Arafah. Also, in these first 10 days, we have the day of Eid, the day on which we go to Eid to observe our Eid. That particular day of Eid, according to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the greatest day in the sight of Allah. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the greatest day in Allah's sight is the day of sacrifice. That is the 10th day of Dhul Hijjah. So all these ahadith are actually showing to us that this first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are indeed virtuous, and they are an important occasion that every Muslim should actually utilize, avail himself of the opportunities abound in them to actually perform acts of ibadah that will take one closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why, according to Ibn Uzi in his book At-Tafsirah, he said, Abu Uthman al-Nahdi said that the Salaf, that is the pious predecessor of Sahaba and Tabi'una, as well as Atba'u Tabi'in, used to hold 3 10-days in high esteem. Meaning, 3 sets of 10 days are held in high esteem and the reverence as well as veneration by the Salaf of this Ummah. He mentioned first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah because they are the best of all days. He also mentioned last 10 days of Ramadan because they are the best of all nights in this world. And then the first 10 days of Muharram. So that is why scholars recommended a number of activities that Muslims can actually venture into with a view to gaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this first 10 days, in this first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah.
And that was Professor Ahmed Bello Dogarawa from Ahmadu Bello University, Zaria. We have come to the end of this episode of Nigeria Daily. To all of the people whose voices we heard on the show, I want to say a big thank you. The Nigerian Daily team say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production. It is open for sponsorship and advert placement. You can download this and other episodes on dailytrust.com or buzzsprout.com. You can even listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Adamawa State, Unity FM 93.3 Jos in Plateau State, and Badeki Radio 90.1 in Niger State. You can also listen by searching for Nigeria Daily on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. If you have questions or comments, let us know on our social media handles. On Twitter and Instagram is at daily_trust, and on Facebook is at Daily Trust. Call us or send us a message on 091-389-33390. Thank you so much for listening. I am Martia Umar. Bye for now.